There are people who lose their jobs during the best of times, and those who are wildly successful even during a depression. But what really matters is the overall trend. When you look at that, and at a flurry of new numbers that came out yesterday, it seems clear that Michigan is, in fact, doing better than a year ago. No, there's no huge boom, and there are sobering indications that we still need to reinvent our economy. But the news is better than last year. Unemployment fell last month to 8.3%. That isn't great, but a year ago, it was over 10%. Now, the jobless rate by itself doesn't mean a great deal. If someone becomes so discouraged they leave the state or stop looking for work, they aren't counted as unemployed. It's possible to have both the jobless rate and the number of jobs go down. That wasn't the case last month, however. The workforce increased by a few thousand, and 11,000 more people were working. Overall, Michigan now has 90,000 more jobs than it did a year ago, and that's certainly good news. But modest good news, when you consider that in the previous decade, the state lost more than 800,000 jobs. The unemployment rate itself is lower than it's been in almost 4 years, but the labor force continues to change. While the total number of jobs were up in April, the increase came almost entirely from white-collar jobs, such as professional, business, and health services. But the number of people working in two areas fell. The state lost 6,000 construction and manufacturing jobs, two of the old economy's major traditional fields. That continues a trend that started well before the Great Recession began 4 years ago and underscores our state's need for new high technology jobs and a better educated workforce. Those conclusions were confirmed yesterday by the University of Michigan's top economist, who presented their latest forecast for the legislators in Lansing. They predicted that unemployment will continue to fall gradually over the next 2.5 years and that the state will keep adding about 60,000 new jobs a year. But they see no rapid boom. To quote George Fulton, this is progress, but these remain stubbornly high jobless rates. And Fulton added soberly that many residents will not be vested in the recovery. He did, however, indicate one piece of good news that also has major implications. High-wage industry jobs that pay an average of more than $72,000 a year are actually growing the fastest and leading the state's recovery. They grew at almost a 7% rate over a 2-year period. Lower-paying jobs grew far more slowly. Most of these high-wage jobs demand, naturally, high levels of education and training. Policymakers in Lansing ought to take note.